viene spallato via, Oba, acrobazia, via, Regal, a gol,
Lomu, the America's Cup is now New Zealand's Cup.
Eccolo il cross, e questo vinto, gol!
My favourite sport is rugby. Love watching the All Blacks play.
Who cares? Tiddlywinks Championships is played over
all over New Zealand. People are at their transistor radios cheering.
He works it to the game. He's got it.
And I suppose you don't get to this level if you can't handle those kind of situations.
We're going to fall an underarm. We haven't believed it.
New Zealand!
Ugh, there are a lot of sports. So many sports.
Has Lisa got a doozy for us today?
Yes, that was definitely my decision to do that.
I tagged you in something on social media and you didn't like it or anything. You didn't even reply. I was like, am I crossed the line?
No, yeah. But I did see it though, and I did plan on doing it.
It's a French sport.
It is, as it turns out.
It's a French sport that we're talking about today, and it is somewhat Star Wars related, ladies and gentlemen.
The French Fencing Federation, the FFF, have joined forces with with the French Lightsaber Academy.
Didn't even know there was a lightsaber.
Wait, is there a lightsaber academy in every country? Or?
I don't know.
I can't believe Star Wars guy hasn't called in yet. It's crazy.
He knows the number. They've joined forces to organise a Star Wars style tournament. Tell us more, Lisa.
So it's called lightsaber fighting, and it's a proper sport now. Basically, the French fencing.
Just like that. Sorry, because we're talking about it, so we officialised it.
The French Fencing Federation did choose to kind of add it to its other fencing sports that it's got under its umbrella.
It's French. Are French like the OG fencers?
Kind of.
Obviously, we.
I mean, it's. I guess it's debatable, but if you've ever watched fencing, you would know that French is the international.
Well, did they invent fencing or not? Excuse me, Lisa. You're French, but just tell
fencing,
the truth.
Modern fencing stems from like medieval.
John's
fencing,
watching a video, and it's midday.
Not mucking around.
They're really into it.
It's full spins and stuff. It's like a real lightsaber. It looks legit as hell.
It looks like. I think a movie putting, scene, but in sort
I think
of
those ones are putting it on a bit because they're like spinning around and stuff.
Yeah,
they are wearing like.
If someone wants to watch this on the internet, where would they go? What do they just type in?
Lightsaber
tournament.
Fighting.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, they're wearing.
Don't be annoyed about it. They're wearing
outfits. It's great. It's brilliant. Yeah. It's great.
They've got their Luke Skywalker circa 1977.
There's like someone versus a Darth Maul type character there. They've got double-ended lightsabers.
Cosplay is not compulsory.
Oh, right, okay.
But
the more serious it gets,
probably.
The more serious it gets, the less people are going to like pretend to be Star Wars, and they're going to get more and more.
Yeah, because I think worldwide it usually is kind of associated with cosplay, and then you can get those kind of like cheap lightsabers that you can buy wherever. But from the videos in French that I was watching about that, it seems that it's a bit more. They try to make it less of a spectacle and more of a, you know, like
sport.
Actual sport.
Yeah.
So you're wearing like a kimono kind of garment thing, and then you've got gloves and a mask, and you're using lightsabers that are actually quite solid. Like,
and is the
they actually hurt?
Oh, and it's you. They get hit quite a bit. It's not like a real lightsaber where if you get hit, you basically turn to toast.
Obviously, you don't lose your hand.
You're allowed
if you get
like a few hits. Is it kind of similar to fencing in the rules?
It kind of is.
Fuck, this is mad.
Okay,
this
that
exists,
was going to require me explaining how fencing works. But basically, in fencing, I don't know if you know, there's three different weapons that you can use.
Mm-hmm.
You've got saber, you've got foil, and you've got épée, which is French, by the way.
Yep.
And
wait a minute.
Whichever one you use, you can't. The touches are different, and then you can't.
Do they have more power? Some of them.
No, it's just that, okay, so for instance, I have
different
my list,
scoring.
But like you can score differently because there's body parts that you can or cannot touch.
Agreed.
Or they will make you score points or not.
Can't, not no, nothing in the willy kind of thing.
Yes, I don't think that ever, that it does count.
Is
for,
that like a bullseye?
For Epi, it does actually count.
Okay.
No, it's just the same amount of points. It's just a touch, basically.
Excuse
but it's
me.
Just, if you're just doing, so if you're doing
make sure
saber.
You're wearing your box.
Just a touch.
Yeah, which they have, by the way, and women have like chest boxes as well.
I think they call them titty protectors. Actually.
I think you call them titty protectors. Anyway, but basically, like, for instance, in Sabre, I think you can only touch above the waist. Mm. And for foil, it's only like your torso.
Wait,
so
again.
If you touch anywhere
is
else, you don't actually score.
Is the foil a double-ended? Is that like the quarterstaff thing that I've seen the guy using?
The foil one is like the very flexible one.
Okay. Oh, she's talking about fencing now.
Yeah, I'm talking about actual fencing right now. But basically, what they've tried to do with lightsaber fencing is, kind of keep a similar thing where you can score. Except you can score differently from different body parts. So let me find where it was. Oh, there you go.
I think the cosplay element of this is very important. I think dressing up is.
I don't know.
It's everyone's wildest fantasy, right?
I think for like advertising the sport, yeah.
Definitely.
But if it comes down to brass tacks, no one's going to be doing like an extra spinning pirouette before they dice you in your face. You're just going to like lightsaber to the face straight away. Not gonna
but you may as well look good if you're going to take a lightsaber to the face.
I don't think anyone looks good losing. That's the thing.
So competitive. So to go back to the rules, if you so they fight inside this big circle that's marked with tape on the floor, and I think they kind of like turn the lights down.
Not allowed over the
makes
thing.
Makes it quite spectacular. But if you strike to the head, you score 5 points. If you strike someone on the arm or the legs, it's 3 points. If you touch their hands, it's 1 point. The winner is the first one to achieve 15 points. Within 3 minutes, and if you don't score within 15 points within 3 minutes, then it's whoever's got the highest points.
How long has lightsabering? What's it called again?
It's called lightsaber fighting, I think.
Really?
I don't know. If that's in English. I don't know how to call it.
What's the French name?
I don't actually know.
Damn it.
Is how you say lightsaber, so it's probably
someone's already
kind of like that.
Translated lightsaber into French. That's pretty great, actually.
Yeah. What do you think during Star Wars it was like? Oh, they're really French thing. They're like lightsaber. Blah, 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 in French.
Yes, I do.
It wouldn't make any sense.
You hear that all the time in languages.
No. Okay. So
hello, BFM. We're talking about a new, brand new sport that's basically cruising around with a lightsaber as like fencing, but with a lightsaber. What's going on?
Oh, okay. So what is it?
All right, mate.
Well, that's what we're talking about.
Sweet. Well, that was
so
a great
phone call.
Stay tuned.
There's also this thing where if both, if within the 3 minutes that you're given, if both players, whatever, opponents,
yes.
whatever, both reach 10 points, then you've got what we call in French, mort subite, which is sudden death, I suppose.
Mm, yes.
You could translate it like that. And it's just whoever strikes first to the head, I think, or... Oh, no, I think anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You just win.
Right on.
So, yeah.
How long has it been around for? Rules.
I think it was only officially recognised as a sport in September last year.
Are you suggesting that one day we may see lightsabering in the Olympics?
I mean, I think it's kind of a long way away. Maybe, you know, other countries should recognise it as a real sport before we can actually go and do that.
Do you think helping the sport, do you think more Star Wars sequels and or... like continuation of the brand, or leave it there and lightsabering.
Oh, you mean to appeal to like younger people?
I don't know. I just feel like this is more about me going, "Hey, stop making Star Wars films, everyone," kind of thing.
Lisa, I'm curious about the actual equipment used. Do you know much about the saber itself? It does look like one. It is lit up like one. Is it like some sort of tube with lighting? Or how
they
does
don't
it work?
Actually have regulations around the weapon that you can use.
Okay.
There's a promotional video where it's making like a contact noise and stuff, but I reckon they've added that afterwards. I'm not sure.
No, so you can actually purchase... lightsabers that have the sound incorporated in the thing and the light and everything.
Oh, shit.
But
really?
I don't know.
How much? Whoa, getting big in bucks now.
Hang on a second, everyone.
Probably.
Just
crazy bloody
tight.
Frenchies.
We meet again at last.
That's a lightsaber in the background.
The circle is now complete. When I left you, I was but the learner. Now I am the master.
Goes on to kick ass.
I don't know if they make those sounds there, but it's a possibility. I don't know. I don't think the aim is to recreate the entire thing.
The master of not having a mint face, by the way.
This is for Lisa, this one. So many sports, directing you to Lisa, our lightsaber expert.
Hi.
Hi there, expert. I'm sure you're now a master. With live action role play, what they do is they use Corflu and foam around it. But I've only seen a little tiny bit, not as much as I'd like of this lightsaber stuff. but I do know that supposedly in Star Wars canon, a lightsaber is an electric arc that arcs back upon itself.
Right on. I don't. Well, this isn't cosplay. This is like legit sport, mate.
Well, they're not using the legit sabers, though.
Well, we don't know, though. That's what we're saying here.
Well, you're saying someone invented it.
The lightsaber?
Well, let's see if someone loses a hand.
I think if you go by how Star Wars starts, someone's yet to invent it, kind of thing.
Definitely.
Because it happened.
That was a long, long time ago.
That was a long, long time ago. Yeah, that's true.
It's just pretend.
What?
It's just pretend.
You were the last person that I thought would say that, actually.
Thanks, mate. What's wrong with me, but this is my belief, but it's just a movie. Come on.
No, but now it's a sport. Fuck yeah, that was. I'm glad we're talking about lightsabers for once on so many sports.
Definitely, but also, what, do you want to take someone else on the phone? All right, hello.
No,
they're gone.
That was easy.
Oh, that's a shame.
What else do we need to know about? I mean, we were going to kind of delve into fencing, weren't we? Because it's kind of where it spawned from.
Yeah, well, I tried to talk about fencing and you were kind of like, who cares?
When did fencing actually start? Is it pretty vintage? It's got to be.
What's that?
It's a real aristocratic sport, fencing.
It is. But it kind of stems from like medieval fighting, you know, with a sword and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of evolved into more of an artistic form of fighting.
Yes.
Mm.
They invented this thing that's called rapier, I think, which was like a very thin sword that you could move around much faster.
You're with so many sports. Welcome.
Hey, what was that movie that Madonna acted in where she was the fencer?
I don't know.
I'd like to see that, though.
I think it was a James Bond movie. Remember Madonna acted in it and she was fencing?
Yeah, it does ring a bell, actually.
I believe you. I don't know.
Thank you.
Thanks, mate.
So disappointed by your lack of...
Fuck, that was a heavy thank you, by the way. Hey, thank you. Thank you, right back.
But yeah, anyway, also I've learned that they in Star Wars they draw inspiration from kendo, you know, the Japanese martial art.
Okay.
And this thing called eskrima or kali or arnis, which is like a Filipino national sport, which is also martial arts. It's based on weapon. It's like a martial arts when people use weapons, so it's like blades, sticks and that kind of stuff. It's more of like a street thing. They use all of that, but it turns out, I was reading this thing online today where they were saying that having knowledge of those kind of martial arts actually doesn't really help you with lightsaber fencing for some reason. I think it's just more ample movements and that kind of stuff.
Lightsaber
looks
fencing.
Looks pretty cool though.
Go ahead and check it out, everyone. Maybe get involved. Maybe we can start a federation of our own in Aotearoa. Wouldn't that be great?
Maybe ask the New Zealand Fencing Association if it exists.
They probably hate it. I reckon a lot of fencers are probably like, get out, get right out. You know, do you know what happened? Yeah, it's like, I liken it to windsurfing, Lisa.
Yes.
Which is now in the Olympics. And guess what isn't? Barbara Kendall. Because windsurfing is in the... I mean, wait, kite surfing's in, windsurfing's out.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, though. This could creep up and just fucking knock out fencing. They won't even know.
I don't know. I actually really like watching fencing.
Which do you like better, windsurfing or kite surfing? Answer the question.
I think kite surfing.
Because you can't even remember windsurfing.
No, windsurfing's pretty cool, but it kind of looks very 90s or like
80s.
Okay,
well, this is exactly what I'm saying. Lightsaber fencing, Olympics, in wherever it's going to be in like 2040 something, it'll be lightsaber fencing, not fencing.
Okay, let's take bets. Let's see if it's a thing or not. But one more thing, though, is that... the French Fencing Federation decided to actually recognize it as a real sport because they were kind of tired of young people playing video games and not really doing any like, actual physical exercise. So their logic...
Bring the video game to life.
Yeah, their logic is to be like, oh, you're really like nerding out on this thing. How about you nerd out like and do sports at the same time?
In a cool cosplay outfit as
well.
Exactly. Every once in a while.
So maybe it's a positive thing
like
for our youth.
The French just do it right on some things, like the work day and like the alcohol... pretty much all the time. That's great as well.
Yeah. So I think you do alcohol
also
all the time.
The baguettes
much
as well.
Yeah, and like really a croissant
good.
In the morning.
And cured hams and cheese.
And I think you can get a beer at McDonald's.
Yeah, some of them. Not all of them.
Thanks
That's
for
kind of a myth.
Thanks for France, Lisa. And thanks for so many sports also.
That's okay. Percibe el balón al centro, sabe, sí, no. El balón le cae a Toeto, intenta controlarlo dentro del área. La pelota para Leo Messi. Vamos, Leo. La juega en corto. El disparo de André. Kick it, don't fucking pass it.
so many sports.